All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Medical School Campus Public Infrastructure District. Today's July 29th. It's 10:35 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Greg, your chair, would you like to start?
Greg Stewart, Chair of the Board. Shelley.
Shelley Sumbot.
David Hutchison, UCLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, are there any members of the public there?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, board. We were going to have a public hearing today. We are going to move that to our next quarterly meeting. So, could I get a motion to table the public hearing until our next meeting?
I make a motion that we table the public meeting until our next quarterly meeting.
Okay, great. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Shelley, thank you.
That is unanimous. All right, first up then would be the board meeting minutes from our April 29th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate? Do you want me to put them up?
I did review them and they look accurate to me.
Okay,
I
could
didn't
I
have
get a
any
motion?
corrections. Shelley, did you have any
Okay.
corrections? Okay.
Okay. Could I get a
Can
motion
you
to
hear
approve
Shelley
those?
okay, Mike?
A little bit, but
Okay.
yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
So, could I get a motion, Greg, to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting. Shelley?
A second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
Yeah, I.
Did Shelley
Yeah, she
say
did.
aye? Okay,
She did.
perfect. All right, next up, we were going to have the resolution for the budget amendment. We're going to postpone that till next meeting. So, Greg, can I get a motion to table the budget resolution?
I make a motion to table the budget resolution until the next meeting.
Perfect. Thank you, Greg.
Second.
Thanks, Shelley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay,
Did
she
I
said
hear?
aye.
Okay, perfect. All right. Next up are the second quarter financials. So, David.
Thanks, Michael. So, for financial statements as of June 30th, 2025, in the balance sheet, we have a checking account. We have $25,700 in there, and we have a receivable from County Treasurer of $51,500. And in accounts payable, we have $11,470. In the debt service, we have in the surplus fund the majority of the balance here is $2,635,000. Small balances in the bond fund and the pledge revenue fund and receivable from the county treasurer of $540,381. In capital projects, we're showing a negative. This is offsetting due to some a transfer that was done. But that offsets there, so the balance of the checking accounts, the 23,000, and then the city performance fund has $67,929, and then small balances in these other bond funds. In the general fund, in accounting, we had the $6,600. Legal 2,200, and then we've had transfers to other funds 2,500. That was and developer advance of 2,500 there for and transfers from other funds 53,000. That was for the admin carve out, and it gives us an ending fund balance of $14,315. In the debt service fund, we have interest income of $53,474. We've had bond interest payment $1,054,575, and then paying agent fees $2,500. And the transfers to the other funds $53,000, and from other funds for those paying agent fees of $2,500. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $2,635,736. And in the capital projects fund, we've had interest of $1,583, capital outlay of $79,817, and developer advance of $31,238, giving us an ending fund balance of $65,536 there. And then going back to the balance sheet, just really quickly, we still, in our surplus fund, we have the $2,635,000, which will cover the upcoming or the next bond interest payment, which was the other half of this $1,054,000. And then that will cover there. And then our next year is going to be a little more tight with that.
That's what I was going to ask, David. What does it look like? Where are we at? I'm trying to pull up the certified tax rate.
So the prior year, let me just open that real quick. We'll just log in guest really quickly. Okay, so yeah, for the 2024, we had budgeted revenues of $751,000. From what I remember off the top of my head, there was a $600,000 payment received, and then we have carried forward from prior years also of that's what's making up that $540,000 of what we're saying is due from county treasurer. For 2025, I'd have to log in for that. If you'd like, I can.
No, I'm looking at it. So we're projecting $710,000 this year. So what's going to be the normal payment?
$2.1 million.
$2.1 million. Yep.
Okay. So we got a little ways to get there.
Yeah, just for an update on that, we're about to start on the multifamily project here in the next, I'm hoping in the next 60 days.
Okay.
We're thinking that will be complete by fourth quarter of next year, which will not be in time. If you're asking whether or not we'll have enough in the budget to cover the $1.3 million shortfall, I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. So I don't know what that, Michael, what that does to the bondholders, or how that affects us. Maybe you could help us understand that.
Yeah, as we get closer, we'll kind of gauge to see where we're at. David, can you go back up to the surplus?
I've had conversations about this with the bond issuer, with DA Davidson.
Okay. And what have they talked to you
Well,
about?
I haven't. I would. This was like 6 months ago, and I didn't have this information with me, and he was just asking, you know, what's going to happen here, and are you guys going to start construction? And part of our issue is that we went to the city, and this is especially critical for the multifamily portion because it affects people that are living there. And we went to the city and got a tax increment financing approved in the amount of $37 million that would have offset the additional property taxes that those people are going to have to pay on their condos, which I mean, their property tax is going to be double if there's no offset from the tax increment financing. So we got that approved by the city, and then the school district refused to participate, saying that that they couldn't afford to. And I'm like, you can't afford not to. I mean, if you don't participate, this doesn't get built. And so the city, there's been some friction between the city and the school board because it has basically halted every tax increment project in Provo City. And so we're trying to work through that. Shelley has, we're, the city is basically, I think there's some provision in the law that allows them to force that through and to force the school district to basically participate in the tax increment financing. And I think we're dealing with some people on the school board that are not familiar with, look, right now you have 100% of nothing. And if we build this $200 million multifamily project, you're going to have 70% of the $5 million in taxes that are going to be paid on that, and they just can't seem to get it through their head. And so we're working on that, but regardless of whether that happens or not, we are going to proceed and begin the multifamily project. So that's our story.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to keep our eye on it. I'll talk with Matt about what we need to do as far as notification and then working out. We'll get with DA Davidson as well and
Yeah. And
figure out
Michael,
what plan we need to do.
and Michael, I'm going to have a conversation this week with DA Davidson, and I after that conversation, I'll call you and tell you the conversation that I had and tell you what they said in response to that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I appreciate it. All right, do you guys have any other questions on the financials?
I don't.
Okay. If there's no questions, could I get a motion then to accept the financials as presented?
I make the motion to accept the financials as presented.
I
Thanks,
second.
Shelley. Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Did Shelly
Yeah, she said
give
aye.
us an aye? Okay,
Yep.
perfect. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
No.
No, but Michael, I'll call you either the end of this week or first part of next week and give you an update on my conversation with DA Davidson.
Okay, I
Okay.
appreciate that. And
Perfect.
then got quarterly reports due, so I'll shoot you out, see if there's been any updates on development that I need to add to the report. If there's nothing,
Okay.
just let me know. And
Okay.
then once it's done, I'll shoot it over for you for your signature. So,
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
okay, could I get a motion to adjourn then?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
She
Thanks.
seconded it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks,
All right.
guys.